don't know where it stopped. It's discussed in Kuf Samachalach. All the ways up till the Shir Netilas Yadayim Kol Ayad Ad Hakonah Shel Zroya, the amount of Netilas Yadayim is the entire hand up till the Kona. This is called the Kona of the Zroya. Kishir Kiddush Yadayim Shel Mikdash, as the amount that one would wash in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yesh Aimrim Shikilu B'Netilas Yadayim. There's those that say they were lenient with washing the hands. V'lo Hitzrichu El Admokim Chibur Hetzbois. Only to the up to the place where the fingers connect to the palm. So you only have to wash your fingers and not your whole palm, not your whole hand.
This is another opinion?
Another opinion. But it's fitting to conduct ourselves like the first opinion, to wash your entire hand. I mean, see, but those people, some people just put a little shmush of water. That's certainly not good. You know, you need... So he says, Shekimushu davar she'ein boy toirach. Since it's not something which has a great trouble, why should we not take ourselves out of this agreement? We can do it like the best opinion. Why should we go get involved and say, no, this, a little bit more water, wash your whole entire head. It's proper to condition and to say, that he's not accepting upon himself to wash his whole hand as an obligation, but I'm just doing it as an option. That's the way to accept upon yourself. Why? For if at some point you don't have enough water, you're going to be in a situation there's not enough water, kol kach, so much to wash your whole hand, he wouldn't need to follow his tradition, because it would become a neder, it would become like a vow. If you do something three times and you take it as your obligation, then you must do it all the time. So it's fitting for a person to condition every item that one that wants to be stringent upon himself. You make a condition, you're saying, when I'm doing this, I am not doing this as an obligation, I'm doing as an optional because I choose to do so now. So then, if you change your mind, you won't have to do it. I'm trying to remember, I just had an occasion myself which I did something and I said that I'm only doing it as
an option
and not as an obligation. I'm trying to think, well, what did I undertake? I took something, I want to make sure that what I'm doing is not going to be something that I obligate myself to do. Oh, I remember saying Kaddish. I would say Kaddish here in Shul for, I was saying Kaddish in Shul for some extra people, but, so two things I said. I said, I specifically, occasionally would not say the Kaddish just to prove that I'm not doing it as an obligation, I'm only doing it, so occasionally I would just not say once or twice. But that was because somebody asked me specifically, there's two things, there's people in the shul that always need to say Kaddish, or some people don't remember to ask, so we always say Kaddish for those, anybody who needs Kaddish. But specifically, when somebody asks you specifically, say Kaddish for a particular person, so that becomes an addition to the, so I used to say Kaddish for that extra person, but I always said, I'm not taking it on as an obligation, I'm only taking it as on a bli neder, on an optional way. So then if you can't do it sometimes, then you're not violating your promise because you can't do it. Yeah?
If you do it so many times, it
comes by itself. Yeah. But if you clearly stipulate that I'm not doing it as an obligation, I'm just doing it as
a
well.
On a continual basis.
I stop one in a while just to prove that I'm not really doing it,
So Yochanan
No, in the shul, Yochanan does it for the shul and Alan does it for the shul. If they're not there, I'll do it. So somebody, I always step in, like last night, you weren't here, but there was nobody here that says Kaddish, I say Kaddish. So I'll always say Kaddish when there's nobody else to say Kaddish. I'll say Kaddish if everybody missed it. But if there's Kaddish, it's enough. There's two people saying this. You don't need everybody saying. You
didn't want a situation, the Shabbos, and they don't have enough water. They couldn't use the pump, could they?
No.
They could go down to the river to take the water, so then they would have...
Well,
to
the river is a sparse question. Yeah, and generally water was sparse b'chlal. They used to probably fill up the buckets, and that was it. So, b'im noit liyodov b'mvnei rabim, b'mokim sh'nirkul noigim little lad, b'mokim chibra etzbois levad, ein lo lach b'fneim. Another interesting halacha. If you're washing in public, let's say most of the people in that place are only washing this way. Now you come in there and you normally wash your whole hand. So, this guy is a big tzaddik, you know, he's more righteous than us. We're all doing a little and he's doing a lot. Interesting. So look what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you take in a place with the Indun, ain't the lachem b'fneim. You shouldn't be strict in front of them. Why? So that these other people should not look at it as if there's two different Torahs. One Torah for these people, one Torah for other. Why are you not doing the same thing like we're doing? I mean, so it seems like two Torahs. So he says, so here, look how important it is. So we're telling you to be lenient on what you want to do, but more stringent by yourself, in order so the other people shouldn't look at it funny and say, hey, why is this guy doing different than we're doing? It looks like, and the Torah is very particular about not making the Torah look into separations and different.
Mark, you said, what happens if that person washes first and doesn't know?
Okay, we're not talking about this. This is not a, he's not going to be violating any halacha over here.
In my mind, you know.
He says, he doesn't say that. He says, he should not be stringent in front of them. Now, it also depends what stringent. But if your hands were actually dirty, so then, then, according to all opinions, you would have to wash all the ways up till the Zeraya. It's called the Zeraya de Kana. One second. Yeah, that's called the Zeraya. The Kana for Zeraya. Yeah, what were you saying?
Are we